Amen. Well, I can understand now a little bit what the Lord was telling me for 2 days, 3 days, maybe more. And it's like I told some people one time, it was text messaging in church. I saw them text messaging back and forth, and I called them out. That's called calling them down. And I said, let me tell you and you, no text messages in church. I got the text and the message. Amen. Here's what I feel very strong, so strong that literally I couldn't get away from. Y'all can be seated. Thank you, all of you that are guests tonight. Let me start off by saying that. And I don't want to overlook you. You're going to probably learn something. We all are going to learn something about the Bible tonight. I hope that you're going to see a demonstration of what is being preached, a visible manifestation of what is being preached. How many would like to do that? If you didn't raise your hand, you need to check yourself. It is very obvious, extremely obvious. How many of you knew I went to Facebook jail? I went to Facebook jail, and it really is embarrassing for me to be put in jail by Mark Zuckerberg, or whatever his name is, when he has to sit on a high chair to testify to Congress. I went in Facebook jail for using the word blow up. Obviously, all the Facebook police must be Yankees, because they don't know what we mean when we say we're about to blow up the website. You can't blow up no website. And that's what I said. With all the electricity that's out in Florida, if ever all electric cars, how would anybody get out? I still hadn't heard from AOC yet. Let me say it again in case all you guys didn't hear that. Let's go all electric so everybody can be killed in Florida, all right? I ain't even getting an amen from rednecks. You got to be kidding. That's where I stand on electricity. So electric cars, if you have one, you're probably going to be left in a rapture. So obviously we are living in a world that is completely being overtaken by demons, these demons, so to speak. Spirits that have now openly begun to flaunt any type of person that calls themselves a Christian. Now, Christian first was called, 11th chapter of Acts, Christ followers. So if you're a real Christian, you got to follow what the doctrines of the disciples were, starting at Acts 2:38. That is the beginning of the doctrine called salvation. Anything other than that, there is no three gods. There can never be three gods. I would never serve three gods because I would never know which one was right. Can I get a witness there? Yeah, y'all need to start listening and amening when you believe something. The visitor, if you don't say amen, the visitor sure enough ain't going to listen. And if you'll notice on my Facebook thing, I'm not into TikTok because that was what we used to blow up things with. And all the Chinese are running TikTok, of course. Anyway, I better not get into politics. Chinese are running everything. They just buying up land all in the United States, and especially by the military bases. Wonder why. I got some land I'd like to sell some rich Chinese. Yeah, it's on the meta web. Some of y'all meta universe, you ever heard of it? It's something that doesn't exist, and people are buying it. That's pretty good, Snoop Dogg. Some guy asked me the other day, he said, Brother Poe, you going to invest in the meta universe? And I said, yeah, as soon as I see it. But I ain't going to be buying land out there in the digital world because there ain't land. If I can't touch it, feel it, and dig it, it ain't real. I got sidetracked. See, some of y'all need to be hearing me instead of just... So the demons that are running this planet, and I do say running it, started being recognized openly by Obama. Simply because he made a statement after 9/11, that's when the demonic plague was introduced into the United States, because that was a spirit that attacked the Twin Towers. I'm not going to get into all that tonight. I'm just setting this up. And those Twin Towers always meant something. And one, I'm going to be explaining some things to y'all about the United States of America later on. There's images and everything else up at the Capitol that most of y'all don't know anything about. Probably none of you do. That represent that these images all came from the Middle Eastern cultures. So these demonic powers now are getting so open that y'all heard me the other day when I saw about that drag queen show over there in Natchez, and then went down to Houston and a church was having a drag queen comedy hour. Can I preach a little bit tonight? Now, first of all you young people, there ain't no such a thing as a drag queen. All right, I don't even know where that word came from. There ain't no such a thing as a transgendered individual. I don't know where that word came from. The doctor said you're a boy, or the doctor said you're a girl. That's all they said. Well, amen. You amen it or omit it. You ain't got the guts to stand up and clap it. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. The pulpits, I'm tired of a silent pulpit. Amen. That's what we believe. That's what the Bible says. You say, well, I've got a friend that's transgendering, and I'm going to preach something here in a minute. Transgendering from a male to a female. No, he's not, or she's not. No. They always see the DNA is always going to tell them. That's a boy. I went into a restaurant the other day and thought, man, that's a pretty girl. And when they started to seat me, they said, where do you want to sit? I looked around my son. I said, that ain't no girl. It's because they're getting so close. Hey, I'm going to shock y'all tonight. I ain't going to preach on transgender. I'm just trying to wake y'all up. Did y'all know that James Bond made a movie with a transvestite and kissed her? And didn't even know it was a man. And didn't know it was a man until that transgender person married a duke over in England. And he found out. And James quit. Never made another Bond movie. I imagine so. The last thing we saw in that little movie was him floating in a life raft with a queer. Hallelujah. Now that I've got y'all's attention, that's where I stand on that stuff. If you don't stand where I stand, you're against the Bible. I used to live out there. I know what's going on. But so these demons have come at us, and what's happened is the church trying to be socially correct and literally backing up to accommodate these spirits that come in belligerently, and we don't want to, quote, offend people, knowing that we aren't offensive, we're just preaching the Bible. But what has happened is the pulpit has quit preaching the Bible and started serving whipped cream, which is good for nothing. It just looks good on the pie. It just looks good on the ice cream. But it melts in your mouth and it doesn't do your body any good. Can I get a witness tonight? Hallelujah. So I'm going to reveal some things, and guests, please bear with me. I'm a redneck preacher that never went to TBC or any Bible college. I went to jail to learn this. See, I was a drug dealer, and I learned quickly that that was really not the way to go after 20 years. And so I decided if there's anything that can help me, maybe Jesus could, since I was a needle runner and all this stuff. Stuff I won't say because the internet might be on and they might still be, I don't know. You know, I don't know term limits on everything I did. You know, I ain't going to be stupid enough to indict myself. I had a cop come up in Mississippi in the altar with a gun on. And boy, scared me to death. I turned around praying for people. I said, my God, and here's a woman with a uniform on and pistol. And I said, what did I preach on? That scared me. She said, "What?" I said, "What did I say anything about myself?" She said, "A lot." I said, "Well, I'm saved now." She said, "Well, I just come up and prepare." I said, "Oh, hallelujah!" Scared me. Tonight, I want to talk about what you are. See, what we've turned into is a bunch of people that come to church to say we get fed. The problem is we don't know how to eat. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all can look at me and tell me, you can see I ain't anorexic. I ain't vegetarian. And I ain't going there, you know. You want to be vegetarian, you go right ahead. It leaves more red meat for me. Red meat will kill you. Breathing kills you. Okay, red meat ain't got nothing to do with it. You've only got so many breaths you're ever going to use. That's the reason I don't argue with my wife. I ain't using none of my air arguing. Just let her talk. She'll die first. Next time y'all start to get in an argument, just go. And your wife will pretty soon go, why aren't you talking back? I just gained a year on you. So what we do is we have a smorgasbord, we have a buffet of food, but sometimes we don't know what stuff. Have you ever went to a buffet and you did not know what was in there? You know they started putting titles over it, like Hung Chow Ming. Who got hung? Right? I'm going somewhere with this. Egg drop soup. Do you realize where that come from? There's 27 Chinese back there dropping eggs. White people eat it. The first time I ever saw egg drop soup, I go, I ain't going for that. B.E. said, why? And I said, sucker's been dropped so many times, they're not trying to give it away now. I ain't doing all that. If I can't pronounce it, there's stuff on the menu that I just have to pass by. Hello? I have to look. My wife says, you have a habit of looking to see what everybody else is eating. I said, if I can't pronounce it and it don't have a good description, I'm going to see what it does to somebody else first. If they start gagging, cross it off my list. If they gain weight, put it on my list. I ain't going to heaven and them not see me. When I get there, they're going to have to open up both gates. Poe's coming in. So you don't know what you really are, what you've turned into and what you've been told and what you've probably learned is that you are a saint, supposedly, of God. And sometimes you will call yourselves a man or a daughter of God. The Bible calls us both of these. But yet still don't understand, and hopefully tonight we can bring a realization of what just about happened a while ago. See, y'all looked at things like people were singing a fast song and 16 people liked it. But that is not what tried to happen. And so I am going to explain to everybody what just almost took place. There was a man in the Bible called the high priest. His mission was to go in before God himself, and he was supposed to go in on what is called the Day of Atonement. He would put on certain garments that were designed by God in the book of Exodus. He would make atonement for sins for the people. And the reason this man, the only man, could go in is because he was protected. He was protected. He was protected by many, many things, but tonight I want to focus on what was called a breastplate. This garment was made of material of the ephod. It was gold, blue, purple, scarlet color, and fine twined, twisted linen. But on the front of his garment was this thing called a judgment. A judgment plate. The breastplate of judgment. Everybody say judgment. Now I'm not going to get into the judgment part tonight because we couldn't really, there's no way I can teach all of this in one night. But this plate, what we call and what is called here the breastplate of judgment, had stones in it. And each stone that was in that breastplate were in an exact order. Everybody say exact order. In studying these stones, I found something that was hidden to me and possibly hidden to all of you. And what I found was an amazing discovery. I found these exact same stones mentioned in Ezekiel. I'll read the scripture. Thou hast been in the garden, or thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Everybody say every. Now I'm taking my time because we're going to get there. I'm not going to be long, but we're going to get there. I'll be as long as I need to get there. In other words, you can help me get there, or we can just be real long. Amen. One lady asked me, why do you preach so long? I said, why do you make me? I just preach till you move. Everybody say every. Now, if you have every cow you have in the barn, that means there are no cows in the field, right? If you have every dollar you have in your purse, there is not another dollar to your name, right? But women didn't say nothing. Is that right? The word every means there are no more. So it says, every precious stone was thy covering. He's talking about Lucifer. He begins to name every stone, Ezekiel 28. And then he says, the workman of thy tabrets and of thy pipes that was prepared in thee that day that thou was created. Here are the same exact stones that were read or posted or written in the book of Ezekiel. So let me read the book Exodus of the stones. It said, thou shalt set in the settings of stone, the first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, a carbuncle. That shall be first. The second row shall be an emerald, sapphire, and a diamond. That's the second row. And the third row, a linguer, an agate, and an amethyst. Okay, you got three rows, and three. So everybody say three by three. So you got three. And here he says, this is the judgment. This is the priest. This is everything that we have. But then he says, and the fourth roll, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be in gold in their enclosings. So now you say 3 by 4. Now come on, say it with me, 3 by 4. So you got 3 across, 4 down. 3 across, 4 down. The reason this was important is because Israel marched in that exact order. So the first one was the first. And they took off first. The second tribe, and they took off second. The third tribe. And so that meant there was 12 stones. Everybody say 12. Now, listen to this. We're going to get there. Thou hast been in the Garden of Eden, and everybody say every. We're talking about Lucifer. Stone was thy covering. Watch this. Sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, and emerald, and carbuncle. Everybody say nine. So he is telling the devil before he fell, I have put into you every precious stone. I have put into you nine stones, every precious stone. I have also put into you the tapestry so you can play music. So when you look at this scripture, you see that God in the beginning said, there are nine precious stones that I am going to put into you. And I'm not going to put them into anybody else, no other angel. There's just nine. One person has them. One angel has them. So woven into Lucifer, however may appeared, were these shiny, precious stones and gold. One thing about these stones, that every one of them are known for their dazzling colors that bring or burst forth when bright light is shown upon it. That is why in the Bible they are called the stones of fire. For when Lucifer stood before God and God's blazing glory, the reflections that raced through the stones of his covering would dance as though they were on fire. And it was a brilliant display of true light. Everybody say true light. In other words, it was pure light that lit up the stones, and they were called the stones of fire. It was though those stones had life themselves. And this light would race through the heavens. And all the angels knew when Lucifer had been in to the throne room and before the mighty God, because he would enter with stones not lit up. But when he walked out with instructions and his stones were lit, they knew that he had been in front of true light, the light of God, and that he had presented himself, and whatever he came back with, that was an order from God. God has always had a created order. But this dazzling light, this brilliant display that took place, would shoot through those stones, and those angels knew anything that displays that true light covering has to have come from the throne of God. Everybody say amen. But when Moses was ordered to make a breastplate, he told him to put in these same exact stones, except Lucifer's had nine. And now the high priest has 12. God made three extra stones and placed them in a human. God had said in Ezekiel, every stone was Lucifer's covering. That means after the fall of Lucifer, something happened to bring about three more precious stones. But when God has a plan, he does everything and he does it all to fit together. He's not going to leave one thing out of order. That before the earth was formed for humanity, there was no bride. But now, after the fall of Lucifer, God starts creating. And in this earth, he placed three stones that Lucifer had never seen. He placed these stones in what? Earth. Dirt. Oh, can I get a witness right there? Look at your neighbor and say, yeah, you're built with dirt. Oh, you're not going to get it right now. You're built with that. In other words, God said, when I'm creating man, I'm also going to create three different stones, and I'm going to put it in the breastplate of just a mere whole mortal human being, and it'll be going in front of me. It'll always be for the sins of those people. It's not a created angel. It's not formed like me, and yet this thing that's called man will be in my image, and it will be 12 stones and 12 tribes, not 9 stones and 9 tribes. In other words, devil, I'm giving humanity more than I gave you. So now Lucifer sees these 3 stones. Do you have that slide for me? That tick or whatever that thing is. So let me show you the stones. 7. This is important. Everybody say 7. 8. 9. Can you see their colors from the back? 7 is red. 8 is brown and white. 9 is purple. A linguer, a gate, and an amethyst. Those were the 3 that were added. Satan had the other 9. But the Lord instructed, oh my God, help me. I'm getting out of my mind. Instructed them where to put them. He said, put them on 7, 8, and 9. Don't put them down there at 10, 11, 12. Put them up there in the, everybody say the third row. Say it again. Poke your neighbor and say 3 is a good number. Oh, hallelujah. Put them in the third row. And so he put those in that third row. When that high priest got ready to go in to communicate with God, I'm sure he was totally shocked to see this priest put on this breastplate with all those precious stones on it. It brought back memories, but can you imagine when he saw those extra stones on that breastplate? Stones that he had never seen, that he had never worn, and I guarantee you that the word that he had heard from God, every precious stone I have put into you, came through his mind. And he's probably like us. Now what does those extra stones mean? Why is there these 3 stones between God and this nation? But Satan would never forget these stones, because they represented the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. Everybody say 7. That means fruitful. 8, Manasseh is forgiving. 9, Benjamin, son of right hand. 7 number means perfection. 8 number means new birth. 9 number means divine completeness of the Lord. In other words, he put them 3 rows down, and the first one meant perfection. The second one meant new birth. And the 9th one meant, hey, I'm going to give you a divine completing of the Lord. And when the... Oh, you didn't hear me. And when the priest roared in there, he was protected, because that meant there was coming one after him that would be protected to perfect. He would be perfection. He would be the Lord. In other words, let me cut to the chase. He was saying, I'm protecting you by the name of Jesus Christ. You ought to leap to your feet and understand that the Old Testament people were protected by the Lord. You can be seated for a minute. I hope this isn't too deep for some of y'all. If it is, you just better start digging, because we're going to go on, man. This was the row of salvation. Everybody say the row of salvation. Say it big. Poke your neighbor. Say it with me. This, Psalm says, was the stone which the builder refused. This row meant the coming of Christ, even down to the colors. The first one is what color? That means the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm about to have a fit. I'm sweating up here. My palms are sweating. The second color is what? Brown and what? Brown and white. Brown means earth. White means purity. When he was walking this planet, he was walking like a man, but he was pure like God. Are you hearing me right now? He was walking in the form of flesh, but he was purified, sanctified. He was God. God. God manifest. You ain't hearing me, Walters Ridge. You ought to be excited because he was walking. Woo! I can't understand why some of y'all ain't twisting. Otherwise, I'm forgetting y'all. If you ain't going to get excited about this, you're going to hell. That's just the way it is. The third row is what? What does purple mean? Royal. Somebody said it. Royalty. Now watch with me. Royalty in the form of earth and purity is going to give you his blood. In other words, I'm coming down to give you my blood. I'm going to mix myself with you humans. I will be pure. There will be no sin. I'll be in flesh like you, and I may be tempted and tried, but there won't be no sin. But when it's all over, you're going to know me as royalty. You're going to know me like you've never known before. You're going to know me as, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's one faith and there's one baptism. Somebody holler hallelujah. You may be seated. You got to get this. Now listen, we're almost there. Pastor, get them scriptures ready for me. It's not by chance. There's so much in here I could preach. I can't preach it all three or four nights. There's not by chance that these orders of stone were three rows down. Everybody say three.
Three.
Down. And everybody say three.
Three.
Across.
Across.
But still down.
Still down.
Mm. See, Jesus said, you destroy this temple. And in 3 days. 3 days. So for 3 days. One, two, three. Day one, he gave his blood. And they put him in the tomb. Day two, he's transferring from flesh to purity. Day three, he walks out royalty. Are you hearing me right now? You can't keep God in a tomb, honey. You can't keep the Savior in a tomb. He raised up himself because he has all power. Somebody holler yes. Oh my God. So now God had adorned these high priests, which meant death, burial, resurrection. Oh Lord, I gotta slow down here, Poe. So when the high priest went into the holies of holies, in walked 1,000 years early, a man covered by death, burial, and resurrection. In other words, when Jesus looked at him, when the Lord God looked at him, he said, I can't destroy him because he's covered by the death, the burial, and the resurrection, which is me. Oh, you didn't get it. Which is me. Anybody that's covered by the death, the burial, and the resurrection, I put my approval on them. Look at your neighbor and say, have you been baptized? Oh, Lord. So what does this have to do with us here at Wallace Ridge? Read, Pastor, Galatians 3:27.
For as many of you as many of you.
You? Oh, he wasn't talking about him. He's talking about you. He knew where he stood. But he said, how many, and for as many of you that have been what?
As have been baptized into Christ.
Sprinkled. Little devil, do it. Bring your baby up here that can't talk. Put a little running water on their head like they ain't had a bath. Saw them do it the other day. It was just, I thought that baby was like, if I could just talk. Many of you that have been what?
Baptized into Christ.
Where?
Into Christ.
What?
Into Christ.
What version are you reading? Into. In other words, if you hadn't been baptized, you ain't in?
That's right.
Well, I got baptized. It was under the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, but there ain't a scripture for that. Hold on with me. He said, well, we can dunk you. There was a lady up in Texas County one time told me, I want you to baptize me because you laid your hands on me and I got the Holy Ghost. I said, well, I don't baptize people, lady. The pastor does. She said, well, I want you to do it. He said, do it, Poe. I don't care. I said, all right. We walked off down the baptistry and she was all grinning. She said, are you going to use Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? And I said, yeah. The pastor said, I said, I got this. She said, I'm so glad because my grandma was. I said, what's she? That's so sweet. She said, well, yeah, because I've never been baptized before, so I wanted to be baptized like her. I said, oh, okay. Was she in a pond? She said, yeah. She said, I said, we ain't going to do it like her then. So you got to put that in her mind. She said, as long as you say, I said, so you want to be baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? She said, I said, Pastor, go get that oxygen bottle and that scuba diving gear in your office. He went, huh? I said, over in the corner. She wants to be baptized in titles. There's 194 of them. She's going to be down a while. See, he's the lion, the branch, the lily, bright morning star. I mean, if you want the titles, you please can go down for a long time. But we could just say, in the name of Jesus, and that takes care of all of them right there. Come on, he said here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He said, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's not another baptism. Somebody holler amen. So go ahead, Pastor. I got carried away on baptism, but it says, if you've been baptized into Christ, you what?
Have put on Christ.
You've what?
Put on Christ.
Oh, help me now. What? Would you bring me my coat, brother? Oh, yeah. I need to be seen different. Hold on just a minute. See, right now, I'm just a rank drug addict. But if I get baptized into Christ and he puts on. Now when the devil comes up. I said now when the devil comes up. No, I'm not what I used to be. Why?
I've been baptized into Christ, and what you see is Christ on me. What you see is the God of all things, is my cloak and my car. Are you getting me tonight? Anybody that's been baptized in the name of Jesus has put on Christ. Bump your neighbor and say, are you in Christ? You can be seated. I'm sorry I woke some of you up. Well, the devil's been bothering me. Of course he has. Because you can take off what you put on. Well, I don't want to dress that way. Okay, fine with me. Don't. But I choose not to be seen as a drug addict anymore. Well, Brother Poe, we all know that. Well, you tell God about it. But God said he put it behind his back. You won't go there, girl? Good luck. I wouldn't want to be you. Look at your neighbor and say, put him on.
Put him on.
Mm-hmm. Better put him on. Kid going outside, girl. You better put your jacket on. Mama, I can take it. But mama knows best. You probably going to get cold out there. That little heathen will run right out there. Start playing in the snow. And the minute she comes in blue. It's cold outside. Well, yeah. I told you. But see, you always got to do your own thing. You always got to try to do it the other. But you know what? Eventually, you either going to freeze outside or you going to come back inside. Mama said, do you have anything I can put on? Because if I'm going to go out in cold weather, if I'm going to go out in the sin of this world and survive, I need something on me besides just me. I need something on me to cover me, to protect me. Are you hearing me right now? I need something to guide me, to lead me. Pastor, give me that next scripture here. We're almost there.
Ye also as lively stones.
Whoa. Whoa. I must have that. But this, you also, read that again, brother.
Ye also as lively stones.
At what kind?
Lively.
Well, I thought church was just supposed to be. I mean, we got to be. If I'm baptized into Christ and I put on Christ, then I'm supposed to be. What was that first word again?
Lively.
I know I'm a stone. I'm strong. I shall not be moved. Look at your neighbor and say, are you a stone?
Are you a stone?
Because if you ain't lively, even the stone that was on the tomb knew when an angel came in, I got to move. Everybody say lively.
Lively.
He said, ye also as lively stones are what?
Are built up a spiritual house.
Uh-huh.
An holy priesthood.
Let's get that word right. A what?
Holy priesthood.
I know I'm gasping right now. What you're asking me to be lively? Why? Because you were supposed to be lively and a holy priesthood. Notice this is after the cross.
It's not just to men. But it is to men. Because many, many men in church never praise God. They've made an indention in the pew. And that's where they feel comfortable. Because they're not a holy priesthood, nor are they a lively stone. In other words, they'll sit there and let the preacher get tired and sit there and let the preacher wear down when the men ought to be leading the worship. And it says for y'all to lift up holy hands. Your wife ought to see you being lively. Somebody holler amen. You can be seated. I'm hurrying. Sorry, men. I just got to pop you. Because if you do these three things, four things, a spiritual house and a priesthood, and you offer up sacrifices, then what is that?
Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Now I'm closing. I got to go. I'm going to prove something here. One time I had arthritis in this hand so bad, this one right here, that this finger started drawing up. Just, I can't even make it do it right now. It draw up. So I couldn't do my belt. I couldn't do my tie. It was just drawing up. In fact, I couldn't touch it. If I touched it, it hurt so bad. But boy, I kept on preaching. You know, evangelists can't just say, I got an ingrown toenail. I ain't going to preach tonight. I mean, we'll have to bite that sucker off. You know what I mean? We got to come. We got to come to church and pray to God the choir sings good. Like, Lord bless them. I can't preach tonight, God. You got to move. Sing that song again, sister. And so I got so mad that one night I thought, you know what? This thing's got me so bound up, I'm obeying it. And I walked up to the platform when I started taking my text, and I brought back and I went, bam! And folk, I'm not joking, it felt like pain went from the end of my finger out my toenail. Hurt so bad, I went like a girl. And I heard the pastor say, what did he do that for? And the bishop of that church said, you know him, we have no idea what he's going to do. And I drawed back and I said, devil, I will do it again. And I drawed back, bam! And I said, infirmity, it's me and you tonight. Now the people just heard a text and they're sitting down. The third time I did it, bam! I thought, well, I don't think that hurt as bad. So I just started going, pam, pam, pam. And I beat the hell right out of that finger. Are you hearing me? Hell said, yeah, I'm going to stop you. And I said, no, you're not. I'm tired of messing with hell. I'm tired of messing with an infirmity. I'm tired of messing with sickness. Sometimes you just got to tell hell, I'm becoming a lively stone no matter what. I'm becoming a lively stone no matter what. Then they be seated. 1 Peter 2:9. I got a hose quick.
But ye are a chosen generation.
All right.
A royal priesthood.
What kind?
Royal.
A while ago he said holy. Now he's saying royal. Priesthood, a
holy nation.
Oh, we've went from a priesthood to a nation. Huh? You see us growing? We've gone from priesthood, nation, to a what?
Peculiar people.
All over. Got these people that have put on Christ by being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, got to say it. When you got baptized, they said in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me say it again. Jesus Christ. Because it's not the body of Jesus. It's the body of Christ. You're not understanding me right now. See, you may not have sense enough to turn on the heater, but you've been baptized into the name of Christ, then you put on Christ. If you got baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they didn't say Jesus Christ, you just didn't get baptized in nothing. You just got a free bath with no soap. But when you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, why? For the remission of your sins. Oh, thank God for the name of Jesus Christ. Finish the rest of that, preacher. Let me go.
That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness.
Let's go back. Go ahead.
That ye should show forth the praises.
That you should show forth
the praises.
Now, that dude done told me to be lively. Now, I got a question for y'all, you that just don't really participate. Maybe I'm not trying to point anybody out. I'm just asking questions tonight, like your Sunday school teacher. How can you be lively and not praise? Or how can you say you're praising and not be lively about it? Somehow that just don't walk up. Sometimes that just don't add up, sister. Sometimes you just got to say, you know what? I don't feel very good tonight, but I'm about to have a feel-good shout. I'm about to do something my personality just don't like to do. But you know what? I'm showing forth the praises, and I'm becoming lively. Somebody holler amen. Shake your neighbor and say amen. Now, here's why. We're lively stones. Look at your neighbor and say, are you a lively stone? Look at your other neighbor and say, are you a lively stone? Because you can only be a lively stone if you have praised him. Because he said, I inhabit the praise of my people. So if you're truly praising him, you have been in front of him. And if you have been in front of him, you will be lively. But you can clap your hands and it not be praise. You can say hallelujah and it not be praise. You can say amen and it not be praise, because you're as dead before you said it as you are after you said it. And you're as dead after you said it. You ain't felt nothing because you said it. But if you say it in a praise, he said, I inhabit the praise of my people. And in other words, you'll feel a goosebump that starts going down your back. You'll feel a praise that's coming out of your belly. You're going to feel like your guts are on fire because you feel him. He's inhabiting your praise. Somebody clap your hands with power. Somebody holler hallelujah. Woo, I feel like we're getting there. A majority's getting it, Pastor. That's what I feel. Have you ever seen a little grandma just, and you look at her like, what'd she do? My mama, like I said the other night, used to have that siren. And right then, he was like, we got to get out of here. Mama fed to go. Let me repeat that. You can say, Lord, have mercy. Is this too tough? You all right with this? Oh, Jesus. Are you sure? You fine? I ain't going to get fired? Okay. Oh. You can say when he says, somebody, watch this, somebody praise him, then you can always look for somebody else. And you can do your little do what did he. But you ain't changed. Because the light didn't hit you.
It's going to get tough. Ouch, I hurt myself. But boy, you can tell when somebody really doing it. They don't do like this. They'll be doing like this, and all of a sudden they'll just be like, they get totally out of gear. And you know what we see?
We saw the light. Bam! And you went from a stone to a lively stone. And everything on your pew looks down and says, oh, she done got into it now. Oh, he done got into it now. While ago, it was a little dead, but now, something is different. Somebody scream, hallelujah.
Why? It's because the spiritual reflection has changed you from a stone to a light. Darkness begins to retreat. And here's why. You know what I feel like doing? I don't usually do this. Them musicians, and just give me about three or four of them people that sang that I Got You song or whatever that was. What song was that? I Got It. I looked out there and thought, ain't a bunch of them ain't got that yet. Here I was just coming off COVID after a year and 2-3 months. And I go up more juke in my knees and, whoo, hallelujah. Hey, it's I Got It song? Is that what it is? Because we're finna get it. And some of them are going to go home. That's all right. That's all right. You know, you feeling good about this forever, ain't you? You grinning like a Cheshire cat, girl. She's like, something happened. Happy about church tonight. Y'all ready? Now, wait just a minute. Don't sing yet. I got to explain it to them. Because y'all don't still know the importance of what I've preached. When the Holy Ghost, what we say, hits you because of your praise, notice with me 100% of the time, people that aren't praising never get blessed. God don't drop kick nobody. You gonna praise me? No, he might kill you. And I've seen him fall dead in church from rebellion. All you young people ain't seen what I've seen. But 100% of the time, young people, praise singers, if they ain't doing a dibwad duty or whatever they call that mess, they ain't in it. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if some night y'all just throw down and just put it down and say, Brother Paul, preach. They listen to you more than they listen to us. Wouldn't hurt me not. Just go on strike. Don't call it rebellion. Just go on strike. Just say, I strike. I'm going to be like you. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be. You know what I did, Brother Arnold's church? I sat above. They had a row way back in the back. And they never would praise God. When I tell you that was the deadest, that was like a cemetery back there. And I asked him, I said, Jeff, what in the world is going on back there? I said, my God, you got 300 or 400 people up here in the altar, and there's that whole section. He said, they just gather. I said, well, what's back there? He said, dead people. The next night, I called a prayer meeting, and I called all the young people, the first two rows, and I told them, I want y'all to help me. When y'all walk out of this prayer meeting, y'all go sit in the dead section.
Sister, them young people, them mamas and daddy, they was like, no, we don't sit back there. I said, sit back there. And they like, got scared. You know, I said, and then just blow the place up. Got back there, started preaching, and all of a sudden I heard, ah! I looked back there, rats were going everywhere. Next night, I looked over Brother Arnold. I said, where's that dead section? He said, I don't know if they didn't come or they're just scattered throughout the church. Poe, before you got here, at least I knew where they were. There's always going to be somebody. But you know what my personality is? To go sit by them. I don't want them to have a good service. I want them to be sitting on pins and needles, just waiting on me to blow up. Because I'm going to blow up, even if I don't feel God. I'm going to blow up till I do. Because this church has got to be a praising church. And this church has got to be a worshiping church. Somebody holler amen. Now listen to me. Let me go. I gotta give me 5 minutes. Now when y'all get to praising and really praising, you're called what? Come on, get it in your head. I want y'all to get this. This ain't just a message. This is going to be a lifestyle. Everybody say lifestyle. So, brother, I'll tell you right now, the devil's getting a little nervous. I can feel it. This could turn into be a Whitehall. By the way, we prayed through 116 people in that revival. And this is the way I used to preach in that revival. Everybody say lively. Stone. Now look at your neighbor and say, I didn't know you was in the priesthood.
Y'all was in the priesthood.
Y'all think you ain't nobody? Say what?
Say what?
Who let the dogs out? Who? One time when I was up in Ohio, the bishop, preaching for the bishop, Shara, we're fixing to walk in, and we stopped at the door, and here's what he said. I was a young man. He said, son, the entrance is right there. I'm young. I had hair like yours. Just know it'll go away, brother. And one of these days, you're going to be going, who let the dog go? And the bishop, he stopped me. He said, son, and I was scared of him. I said, yes, sir. He's a prophet. He said, stop for a minute. He said, do you realize what's going in the hospital? Now, obviously, I didn't. Because I said, no, sir, I don't. What? He said, hope and mercy. He said, I'm old, and I'm mercy. And you're young, and you're hope. So we're not two human beings walking down the halls. We're the spirit of hope and mercy. See, it changes the way you enter into a situation when you know exactly who you are. It changes you from being a fleshly individual named Marge and Bill to where you know that when you cross that threshold, you've just about gone from earth to purity. And suddenly, God begins to say, I'm going to use you for healing. I'm going to use you for deliverance. I'm going to use you for depression. Come on, somebody. If you want revival, God's going to use you for revival. Look at your neighbor and say, are you in the priesthood? Be seated for just a minute. So when this light comes into your praise and you feel that energy that went from pam, pam, pam to just ta-da-da-da-da, maybe went in your feet, something changed into your body. And so in the spirit world, the lights light up. Because Jesus And those lively stones begin to glare and glow. And right above us, they pierce the atmosphere. Just like they did when Lucifer walked into the throne room and got instructions. The angels, when they came out, saw a different being. He'd been in front of the presence of the Lord. Why? Because there was a dazzling display from his stones. They had become lively. They were bursting forth with different colors and different patterns. And that showed that he had been in front of the true light. I was in Tyler, Texas. I was preaching a big conference there. When suddenly, on the edge of the ledge, I saw an angel, muscled up, huge sword, crouching, looking down at all the people. And I went into this vision, and I was looking at the people myself while preaching. And I literally said out loud in public, y'all see him? And these preachers that were on the platform begin to look. And then it dawned on me. They can't see what I'm seeing. But this magnificent, huge warrior was crouched and he's watching all this praise and worship. And the people, Pastor, were going nuts. They were praising and worshiping, getting slain in the spirit while I was preaching. And this angel was crouched on the edge of this church, sword pointed down, watching. The next day I went to my dad and I said, Daddy, he said, you saw an angel last night. I said, he wasn't there. I said, how did you know? He said, because I told God. My boy needs to start seeing angels. He's going to preach about them. He needs to know about them. And I stared at my daddy and I said, yes, sir, I did. I said, he was crouching. He was a big old muscled up thing. He was crouching. And my daddy said, which way was his sword pointing? See, my dad had two that walked with him. And Orville Shindall had seen two men-like creatures guarding Daddy as he prayed in the middle of the night. And when he flipped on the lights, nobody was there. He did it three nights in a row. And finally, Daddy said, Orville, I told you I don't pray with men. And he said, I saw myself. He said, you did not see men. And Brother Shindall said, the only other thing it could have been? And he said, exactly. And when these people understand about the angels that encamp, about them that fear the Lord, we will have greater revival than the United States can contain. But instead, we're more interested in a little routine. He said, but when I pray, they come into this building, they walk with me, they ride in my car, they're around me, although I don't see them every day, they're there. Orville said, why? He said, because God said. Did you hear me? He didn't have to give a reason. He didn't have to give a theology. God said. You're not listening. God said. He didn't say that the angels of the Lord encamp around them that are in church. He said,
when you're in the grocery store, if you fear the Lord, don't be concerned. In fact, he said, you may be talking to an angel and you not even be aware of it, because he's been walking around shopping with you. You're not hearing me. We're peculiar people. We're different people. And when we have church, it does something to the atmosphere. And when the atmosphere changes,
you can be seated. And I said, he said, which way was his sword pointing? And I said, Daddy, it was down. He went, oh, good. I said, why? He said, because it's up, somebody's fixing to die. If it's down, he came to rest. And y'all must have been having crazy church. I said, we were, Dad. And he said, son, when the people of God get in their rightful positions and places, the atmosphere literally changes in the dark, because the light pierces the dark. And when an angel is flying over from country to country and he sees the lights of the true light, he will divert his path to restore his energy. And he looks upon those human beings and says, they have more of God in me than I have. But I've been sent to protect them. I've been sent to guard them. Are you hearing me right now? We can change the atmosphere of Wallace Ridge, Jonesville, and everything else if we will just praise him and magnify him like we're supposed to.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Somebody... yeah, that's it. Just change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere. Loose yourselves. Those angels that are walking, come walking through the building. Come walking through the walls. Come walking through the ceiling. Settle above the... that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it. That's it. Become lively. Become lively. Become lively. I'm becoming lively. I am becoming lively. I am becoming... that's it. That's it. That's it. I'm going to cut my hands until I feel the stones change. What started off as a dead stone, I'm about to make it into a lively stone. That thing that's been bothering me is fixing to leave, because I'm fixing to make it. You feel that? You feel that? Don't do nothing slow. It's God, I got that. Let's go for it. Do you feel it? Make it change. Make it change. Make yourself change. Make yourself change. Praise it to the gods. Praise it.